Hello everybody, welcome back to Term 4. I hope you all had a restful and safe school holidays and you're ready for an upcoming busy term. I wanted to share some points to get us ready for what will be a term about getting our senior students through their exams and preparing for 2019. The first point I want to make is that the second stage of the STEM redevelopment has been completed and MOSOPS have done a wonderful job in preparing that facility for us. There has been a slight delay in furniture arrival, so there won't be any timetable classes in the downstairs facility for the next couple of weeks. When more information comes, we'll let you know. The stage two exams will be upon us very quickly, followed by the stage one exams. Both sets of exams will be held off-site at the Port Lincoln Hotel, and I want to say thank you to all the staff who have been part of the planning and preparation for that, as well as the Stage 1 and Stage 2 teachers who have been organising their classes for those exams. I hope that all students involved in those exams will do themselves and their families proud. Year 7 transition, it has been organised, and the orientation visits for the Year 7 students will occur during the term. There'll be a range of Year 7 students on site during the term, so please be aware of that. Part of the transition strategy will be that there will be some principal tours for parents and community members, so please be aware that there will be visitors on site during those times. We want to make the Year 7 orientation visits a very positive experience for those Year 7s, so please be aware that there will be primary school students around the place. I was notified over the school holidays that the official STEM facility opening will occur on Tuesday, the 20th of November, for week 6. There will be a number of invited guests to that event, and our local state member, Mr. Peter Trelaw, will open the facility. The night before that, Monday, the 19th of November, will be our Year 12 graduation at Nautilus Theatre. You're all invited to that event, and again, thank you to all the staff who have been part of the planning and preparation for that event. The Department for Education released a new improvement strategy earlier this year, and part of that is individual sites are being involved in what they're calling a stage of improvement, and the school has been provided that information, and I'll share that with leaders and then other staff as the term rolls out. There is some training to be done by the leadership teams early in the term, and then we'll have a process of preparing our 2019 site improvement plan, so please be aware that that work is going on. At the end of last term, I met with each of the school leaders to ask them to prepare a plan for term 4, and that includes some particular things in their portfolio that they really want to drive from their own leadership point of view. Please be aware that that will have some implications on your work, and in particular from a faculty point of view, The LADAM rollout needs to continue, and that's the extension of the collaborative moderation project that we've been involved in the last 2 years. Though that work and planning will culminate in 2 student free days on the 13th and 14th of December. So please be aware that there will be lead up work as well as 2 full days of work around moderated pieces in preparation for the collaborative moderation next year. The leadership team, along with PAC, will continue to staff the school in preparation for 2019. There will be times where PAC will be asking for consultation, so please take the opportunity to see your respective representative when asked, so that you feel as though that you've been part of the decisions being made by PAC and also the leadership team. Thank you, everybody.